This is a great day, and I'm very proud to be the Australian Prime Minister on a day in which Australian families, parents have campaigned for this. Young people themselves have said enough is enough. This is the day when Australian families are taking back power from these big tech companies, and they're asserting the right of kids to be kids, and for parents to have greater peace of mind.
I'm not going to lie, she's pretty upset about it. With my daughter, she's quite a fit little kid, so she does her netball and stuff. So she's pretty upset about it, but she's like, well, I can at least concentrate on my own personal goals and her health. So I suppose she's a little bit in between at the moment.
I think it's fantastic. I grew up without social media, and I feel like that this new generation having that, I don't think I would like to grow up in that sort of world, living on social media.
I don't think bans tend to work. When it's a blanket decision, it doesn't take into account the nuance and the variables and people's individual situations. And frankly, people tend to find a way around bans if they really want to. So I don't think it's going to achieve what it's set out to achieve.
People are going to find a way around most things. So I think people who want to will find a way around it. I mean, But I think the government has to do something, and I think if it's successful in Australia, which I think it probably will be, the rest of the world will probably follow. I mean, a bit like plain cigarette packaging on tobacco products. That was a successful outcome for Australia, and I think lots of other countries followed on from that.